It's a Wednesday. Good to have you. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. And if you're ever going to be traveling and you need to check in on the program, go to stevegruber.com, click on the Listen Live button, and away you go. You're in great shape. Greatly appreciate that. A lot to talk about today. We're going to continue, though. Like I said, the jig is up for those pushing the COVID porn and the lockdowns. Brookline, Massachusetts has decided to ignore all CDC guidelines, ignore the governor in Massachusetts, and is extending mask mandates and other pseudoscience garbage to keep people in fear. But even CNN has lost track of the nonsense and the panic porn and is now asking real questions, believe it or not. It's bite number two with CNN, and there's a guy from Brookline, I guess he's the health czar, whatever they call it in that town, trying to say, well, this is why we're doing it. Makes no sense. Listen.
We're talking about outdoors, though, and one of the things that we've heard for the last year is follow the science, follow the science. And you know you're what, like 18 times less likely to catch COVID outdoors? The positivity rate in Brookline now is, I think, 0.5%. It's really low. So isn't following the science at this point, wouldn't it be lifting the mask mandate?
Well, I would say we followed the science in the beginning when we instituted the mask mandate, when CDC said that asymptomatic people didn't have to wear masks. But also, you have to look at it. We did hear the science that it was temperature controlled as well. So if COVID is more likely to persist in colder climates, right now it's 48 degrees outside. So again, we still want to take a look at the science and present it to the Advisory Council on Public Health. And then they will advise me as to what the next steps might be.
Are you?
Yeah. So we're following the science by ignoring the science. Got it. But look how far we've come. CNN pushing. So wait a second. You don't need a mask outside. In fact, just yesterday, believe it or not, Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued an order late in the day that you can be unmasked with people up to 100 in the crowd, outdoors. It's never actually changed, Governor. Remember science, fresh air, sunshine? Go back to the Spanish flu of 1918. You'll see that the people that were housed outside recovered at far faster rates than those that were housed inside. It's science.
Good morning.
All right, so when Morning Joe attacked the Texas governor a long time ago, this is what they said. Almost no basis, by the way. Because he decided to open Texas back up. It was early March, over a month ago. He decided to open Texas back up for business and everyone else. So he opened his state and he was smeared. And anyone who believes in the freedom to choose your own path through the COVID-19 pandemic got smeared. I want you to hear bite number three. This is Morning Joe slamming Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Why? Because he did something a little bit sensible. Listen. Morning, Joe. How are you? Bite three. Whatever we are.
Week. So he's trying to change the subject when he knows that if he just waits a month, the way vaccines are rolling out, he would be able to make that announcement safely. But no, this is all we learned from CPAC that, you know, the people that act the most recklessly are the ones that are the most rewarded.
Is that what it is? CPAC people are reckless. Says Morning Joe. By the way, how's that intern doing? Oh, yeah, she's still dead. Did you have an affair with her? Yeah, I won't answer that question either. At any rate, you know, reckless people. Joe Scarborough. Meanwhile, I want you to refresh your memory on what hope looks like, what hope sounds like, what positive is in leadership. Governor Ron DeSantis, it's bite number one. Governor Ron DeSantis has made it official. All COVID-19 restrictions will be gone by the 1st of July. the first governor to return all freedom to the citizens of Florida, which means Florida will be able to be the first to heal, of course, its economy, attract more people to move there. Florida will continue to boom while the rest of the country continues to flounder in many areas. Here it is from a day or two ago.
It's effective July 1st. I'll also sign an executive order pursuant to that bill, invalidating all remaining local emergency COVID orders effective on July 1st. But then to bridge the gap between then and now, I'm going to suspend under my executive power the local emergency orders as it relates to COVID. I think that's the evidence-based thing to do. I think the fact that... I think folks that are saying that they need to be policing people at this point, if you're saying that, you really are saying you don't believe in the vaccines. You don't believe in the data. You don't believe in the science. We've embraced the vaccines. We've embraced the science on it. The data, I've said, has been good from the beginning in terms of clinical trials. It's even better in real life. And so it's available. We want everyone to get it. And if you get it, just know that the reason you get it is because we want to be able to have people enjoy themselves and live freely in the state of Florida. So,
and live freely in the state of Florida. There's what hope sounds like. I think maybe we should have some Ron DeSantis sound here every day just to make us feel better, to say, hey, there is hope on the horizon. While Oregon gets locked down and other states remain in different states of closure or openness. By the way, in Michigan, where the governor said you have to be at 70%, at least partially vaccinated, to open the state back up completely, they're looking to count people that don't even live here. They're looking to count people who still have Michigan as their residence, snowbirds, people in Florida, Arizona, Gulf Shores, wherever the governor and her staff visit, any of those places. If you are a Michigan resident, but you live there and you're vaccinated, we're going to count that too. Of course you are. Quick break at 25 after.